And now, young Widder Brown. The arrival of the lovely young surgeon, Dr. Allison Shaw, at Health Center Hospital, the one immediate person capable of operating on Ellen Brown, who was dangerously ill from a lodged bullet, has brought about a fierce disagreement between Ellen and her fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring. For Anthony doesn't feel Dr. Shaw is capable of taking care of Ellen, whereas Ellen has implicit confidence in her. Now, after Anthony ordered Dr. Shaw out of Ellen's room, Ellen is saying to Olivia McAvoy, the superintendent of nurses,
Miss Mac, what's happened to Anthony?
The whole wretched thing is completely my fault, Ellen. I'm so sorry.
Look at me crying like a baby. And I can't help it. I felt so wonderful after I talked with Dr. Shaw. He just inspired me with such faith, such hope for the future.
I know, Ellen. Poor darling, here's a cold cloth for your face.
Anthony had no right to storm in here like that. He had no right, Miss Mac.
Ellen, Anthony is very anxious about you. Very worried indeed.
How worried can he be to do this? I've never seen him so angry.
Ellen, you must realize this about Anthony. That you've been dangerously ill. You still are. Probably only Anthony and a few other people here at Health Center Hospital are really aware of how close you've come to death. That's bound to have its effect on Anthony.
Yes, I know. But Allison Shaw was so understanding. So much the kind of person I'd like to have take care of me.
It may all quiet down, Ellen.
Is he sending her away, Miss Mac, do you think? Don't let him.
Anthony is as angry with me as he is with Dr. Shaw. This is no time for me to try to persuade him of anything, I assure you. Of course, how he can as a doctor upset you like this, I don't know. Here, let me turn your pillow. There.
Thank you, Miss Mac.
Poor Dr. Shaw. I hope she can take a tantrum in her stride, because Anthony is certainly having one. They're talking in the little reception room.
Tell Anthony I want to see him, Miss Mac, please. And then try to smooth things down with Dr. Shaw. Go now and tell him I want to see him.
Well, Ellen...
Oh, please, Miss Mac. Make him come and see me, and then you do what you can to fix things up.
All right, Ellen. But I'm sure he'll bite my head off. This may be the real parting of the ways between Anthony and me.
In the reception room with the lovely young Dr. Allison Shaw, Anthony's sharp rise of anger has subsided, but he is still coldly resentful towards Allison, as she now looks at him calmly and says...
Whatever you think of me as a doctor is beside the point. Your behavior in a sick person's room was outrageous, Dr. Loring.
I don't think I need to be told that, Dr. Shaw. I apologize.
You apologize to me. It's that sick girl in there who needs the apology. I'm amazed at you. You weren't acting like a doctor, just like a frenzied layman. You acted just like some of the people you no doubt have a great contempt for, the native way to emotional stress here in the hospital.
I don't have contempt for them.
Don't you, Doctor? I should have thought you would.
What do you mean?
Just that. You give me the impression that you're very cold. Unless something affects you personally, then it's a different story entirely.
You have a right to think badly of me, I know, Dr. Shaw. However, the point I should like to make is this. I don't feel that I can entrust Ellen's life to you. As a doctor, you should have the courtesy to resign the case. You know that things like this are difficult to discuss calmly.
They're embarrassing, in the extreme.
Yes.
Well, the only thing I can say is that while her life is no doubt precious to you, Dr. Loring, I'm sure Mrs. Brown values it even more. And I think the decision rests with her.
I don't agree.
You're not even married to her, only engaged. I think that's too tenuous a relationship to warrant your making these decisions.
I have no intention of discussing my relationship with Mrs. Brown with you.
Well, I really didn't want you to, Doctor. But anyway, I think you should go back and see her. You left her very upset, very unhappy. And shall we put it this way? No decision need be made until tomorrow. Miss McAvoy is putting me up in her quarters. I think I'll go over there now and rest.
Well, I want you to know that...
Now, look, Doctor, you're upset. You're under a great tension. Nothing you've said will be held against you. I give you my word.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night, Dr. Loring.
Good night.
Anthony.
Oh, yes, Mac.
Ellen wants to see you.
I'm just going into her room.
I'm going to call you today, Miss McAvoy, and take advantage of your offer to share your room.
I'm glad, Dr. Shaw. I'll go with you and see if we can't rustle up something cool to drink. I think it's going to be too warm to sleep tonight. This may be one of those Simpsonville summer nights.
As Anthony now comes into Ellen's room, her eyes are closed, and she doesn't bother to open them as she says...
Won't he come, Miss Mac?
He came.
Oh. Miss McAvoy was gone so long, I thought perhaps you refused to come, Anthony.
Do you think I'd do that, Ellen?
I don't know. After what happened, almost anything would be possible.
I'm sorry.
You should be sorry to her, not to me. You should apologize to her.
Dr. Shaw said the same of you.
Oh?
Ellen, I know I blew my top. I just felt that Olivia McAvoy had overstepped herself in letting you know that Allison Shaw was here.
Well, why didn't you tell me about her, Anthony? That's what I don't understand. And I don't understand why you resent her so.
why you're so sure that you'll be inadequate.
I don't know. I just don't know why I feel as I do. But I do.
It isn't like you to be unreasonable, Anthony. You were a stranger here a little while ago, a ranting stranger. You frightened me.
I know, and I'm sorry. More sorry than I can say, but I just couldn't help it.
Where is Dr. Shaw now?
She and Olivia McAvoy have gone over to the nurse's quarters. She's going to stay there tonight. Tomorrow, we'll make decisions.
Anthony, surely she's well enough trained.
If she worked with old Humphrey, she has magnificent training. I know that.
Then why? Why, Anthony?
Because it's you. Because you're the most important element in my life. Because if anything happens to you, I wouldn't want to go on. I couldn't go on.
I don't believe that, Anthony.
It's true.
No, it isn't. Quite suddenly, you've lost your grip on what you really believe about us. About everything. I've never known you to be afraid before. But you are now. And it's coloring all your thoughts. Everything you turn over in your mind is dyed with this fear. You know what would happen to you and me if we lost each other.
Have you thought about it?
Yes. You and I would go on living. We'd carry scars, deep ones, that would heal. And there would be aches to remind us. But I hope, and I think I know that we're each brave enough to go the road alone. I know you are, Anthony. I'm pretty sure I am.
Ellen.
Oh, and fear like yours can destroy one of the finest things in the world. Our self-reliance. We love that in each other, Anthony. We always did. Each of us being able to be independent of the other. Suddenly, you think you've lost your independence.
You want Allison Shaw to take over your case, no matter what I think.
I don't feel that you're thinking clearly enough about it.
Ellen, why do you like her so much?
Because she's quiet and gentle and very honest. I have faith in her.
Faith alone?
Faith plus skill are unbeatable, Anthony. If I have faith in God and in Allison Shaw, and Allison Shaw has the skill, and you acknowledge that she has if Dr. Humphrey's trained her, well, then, where is the argument?
There isn't any.
Then, the decision can be made tonight, can't it? We don't have to wait until tomorrow.
No.
And I make it with your approval. I would want that, Anthony.
You have it.
She's a good doctor, Anthony. She'll take good care of me, I know.
Yes.
And you have only one thing to do. Dismiss that panic, darling. Lose it. Get rid of it.
All right, dear. I think I'm losing it already. I don't know what happened to me. Dr. Shaw is so young, so pretty, really. So much like yourself. I didn't feel I could trust her with so much of my life. Because you are my life, Ellen, no matter what you say.
Darling, you've upset me very much, but I still love you. Now call Dr. Shaw and tell her that she's to take over. And that you're sorry and that everything is all right.
No, Allison Shaw can wait. I want to sit here with you and hold your hand. Get well fast, darling. I'm no good at all without you.
What will be the result of this decision made by young Widder Brown?